This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked?
It smells like bliss in the studio.
Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. Having a bad biorhythm day. Grounds in my coffee, and the song is not about me.
Well, let's see if we can fix that, Rick.
Well, hey, God, it's not fixable. I'm going to break something.
Hey,
thank
Rick?
You. Yes.
This afternoon, after I get off the air, I have an appointment. And I haven't done this in a long, long time. And the last time I did something like this, a guy called me up and he said, Vinny, listen, you know, I think you'd be really good for this job. He wanted me to run a computer network for a county. And I said, and this was in Virginia, and I said, you're talking about like an employee, you mean? He said, yeah, you'd be great. And I said, well, I don't think I'd survive the interview. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, you know, you'd ask me all kinds of questions, and, you know, the board would ask me questions. And I'd have to respond with things like, well, you know, what if I wanted to stay late, get there early, work on the weekends? Is the building open? What if I wanted a day off? Do I have to ask somebody for that? I mean, do you have to arrange those kinds of things in advance, or can you just do them on the spur of the moment? And, you know, these kinds of discussions don't fit well with an interview, right? Well, this afternoon I'm being interviewed by the president and chief executive officer of Laclede Electric Cooperative, because I'm running for the board, and this is where they officially get to meet the candidate for the board of directors. Now, the board of directors, you know, we would be controlling what the company does at a very high level. And the CEOs serve at the pleasure of the board. So the president is going to be interviewing me to see if he likes me to be his boss.
Stay tuned on that.
Hey, Rick, how do you think it's going to go?
I don't know, man.
I'll report back on it. But anyway, I'm amused that I have the opportunity to...
Did you say that to him like that?
Would I?
Yes.
Sure, absolutely.
I think that's a great beginning. No. It's I've got a special little sign that you wear. It says troublemaker. And
Well, seriously, I was thinking about, you know, opening the discussion with something like, if he were to ask me, Mr. Finelli, why do you want to do this? And I could say to him, well, you know, I've been thinking about this. And I believe that I'm your best hope for staying in this position because I'm concerned about the power grid. I'm concerned about electric delivery, electrical service. And without it, let me see, how many employees do we have? Well, none of them will have jobs if we don't do this right. So I'm your best hope. So I was thinking about saying something like that. Rick, and that brings to mind a stunt that I and another guy pulled back in 1980. I mentioned this once on the air. I was being interviewed as to who I am on Dr. Lorraine Hurley's show. But in 1980, April 1st was coming around. We were in March, and we were in Silicon Valley, California. I was a founder of a company with a couple other guys. We were manufacturing satellite communications equipment. And that was before the Internet. And for our own amusement, we decided to write a press release. And we talked about this product that we made. It was called the TX Bus, TX-BUS. And back then, they talked about the SS-100 bus and the SS-50, and these were computer interface buses. And so we decided we would invent something that was non-existent, and we called it the TX Bus. So we wrote this press release, and we said that this was unveiled by V. Illineff, which is Illineff is Finelli spelled backwards. And we said we unveiled another guy, and we unveiled this at the sanitary facilities of the Walter Reed Army Hospital, and surgeons could understand how to do this, and it talked all about this interface, this connection, if you will, to the human body. And it alleged, without really saying this, that this was an interface probably somewhere in your arm that you could plug this cable into, and it would reroute computer signals or route computer signals to the brain, and you would become the character of your choice in a movie. Now, you'd have to be stress tested in advance so that if you were a Rambo, for example, if Rambo had existed back then, I'm just using that as an example, that if you decided to be Rambo, that you could actually jump and run and, you know, get shot and cut and sliced and survive because the stress on you would be enormous as a participant in the movie. So you would be in the movie. It's not like you'd be watching the movie. You were in the movie. And the movie was real. At least that's what we alleged. And so we sent this out to the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Popular Science, Popular Mechanics, to a whole bunch of publications. And it looked official. It was on our corporate letterhead. I mean, it really looked like we actually did it. But it had enough truth in it that people who were naive would believe it. And they did, Rick. It actually got published that we invented this advanced technology. It seemed so credible that people were calling us up, showing up at our corporate headquarters in California and throwing money at us. They wanted to buy stock in our company, and they wouldn't say why. And, you know, initially we thought, what's up? You know, what are these people doing here? Why are they all trying to buy into our company? And then we realized it was this joke that we pulled, you know, weeks earlier about some product that did not exist, could not exist at that time. So here's, and we never accepted any money because that would be fraud. And I was amused. I was really amused and kind of taken back. Like, what? Uh-oh, now, now what do we do? Well, here's the question I have for you. Has technology advanced to the point where 34 years later, today, is it possible to send signals either through an interface in a person's bioelectrical nervous system to the brain, or is this still fiction?
Wow. Well, we have always been working toward that transhuman relationship with marrying into a machine. And we originally called them cyborgs, and then robots or bots, cybots. And the concept, we were trying to do that in my laboratory back in the 70s. We had a rhesus monkey, had the brain plate pulled off, and a chip stuck right directly into the brain. And what we were trying to do is figure out how to interface with dendrites. And that was in the 70s. Now, here we are, 40 years later, and I've got pictures of what they call a biochip, but it really, it's where they will grow certain kinds of nerve tissue onto a computer chip, which is basically, most people don't realize what a computer chip is really two alkali halide metals that are put face to face. And what happens is the interface between the two of them becomes a register for storage of information because of the way the interface between the one piece of metal does to the other. And what you want to do now is stimulate that with a current flow. You know, like the old diode concept where you had a selenium rectifier or something where all the current could run in one direction but not the other. We've gone way beyond that now to the point where we can, have... And do we have a biochip yet? No, we do not. However, we, back in the 70s, and this is not widely publicized, we had a metal chip that you could, was so small, you could put it in water and drink it, and it would be site selective. It would, because of the metals on it, determine where it would lodge in the body. And that was in the 70s. So I can't even imagine where we are today with that, except that there's a lot of people that would suggest that the geoengineering is to create and implant a bio API. That's what it's called, a API. It's a biological type interface between a metal and your brain. And so, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, Rick, the reason I asked is, back then, I thought it was really amusing. And, we're just a bunch of young guys in the loft of a rented building, just entertaining ourselves. And it caught on. And I'll tell you what happened when we come back from this break. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAlanMiller.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dried Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dried Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Rick, here's what happened. So we published this press release that we sent out to about a lot of magazines and newspapers all over the country. It got published, and they said that these two researchers unveiled this TX bus on April 1st in 1980. 10 years later, there was another publication, an industry publication from California, and this publication talked about great claims that failed to materialize into viable products. And they had the greatest claims in significance order. So the number one greatest claim that failed to materialize into a viable product was a product by Apple Computer called the Newton. And this was a notepad device that you kind of could carry around and write notes on. So it would be like a secretary in your pocket that you could just write notes on. That was the number one product that failed to materialize into a viable product. Number two.
Didn't they call those Palm Pilots?
Well, that was the beginning, yeah. That's what it ultimately evolved into, yes. The number two product that failed to materialize into a viable product was the TX bus. But the funny thing was, Apple actually had a product. It just didn't turn out to be viable. We didn't have a product, and it obviously didn't turn out to be viable. So here, I guess there's a bunch of threads to this story that make that are why I'm telling it. One is that just because you read something, and just because it's in print, and just because it's picked up by a major publication or two or five or 20 or 40, doesn't mean it's real. And there are single points to stories that seem to be able to develop legs. So, for example, one person on the internet can start a story, and then somebody across the country can read it and then repost it. And now that story appears to have 2 points. And then someone else can post it, and it can grow geometrically, and then it seems like it's real. And it may not be.
They did that with a Clairol advertisement on you telling somebody. And then you tell somebody, and the whole thing snowballs.
Right. Right. And that's actually what happened with the TX bus. And it was pure fiction.
Well, that's because they wanted to believe.
Well, they did.
That's what it's all about.
Rick, they did want to believe. And not only did they want to believe, they wanted to get rich. And they wanted to get rich on what they believed was the newest thing. And what fueled the dot-com bubble? The belief that the company actually had something. People were investing in companies. They had no idea what the companies did. Had no idea whatsoever. But yet, someone told them about it, and they thought, well, if that guy knows, it must be real. He bought into it, and she bought into it, and I might as well do it because they can't be dumb. Well, a lot of people lost a lot of money in the dot-com bubble. So I wanted to share that story about something that I did, and it was real in terms of what I did, but it was an imaginary product. Rick, one of the things we need to talk about today is easy water. Maybe we can do that in the second hour. But let's talk about energy. And the United States government is beating up little countries all over the world. We're invading them, and we're saying that we want to make their country safe for democracy. We don't have a democracy here, so why would we even use that verbiage? But we go in there and we destroy their infrastructure. But it seems that all of these countries have one or two things in common. Either they have energy, or they want to get away from the U.S. Federal Reserve note as the reserve currency. They want to do one of those two things, so we go and beat them up. Now, energy is something that I'm wondering, is it somewhat finite, Rick, or is it infinite? What I mean by that is oil. Is oil really our last hope, or is there something better than oil for propelling cars and machines and so forth, tractors and over-the-road equipment? When we get back, can we talk about energy and what your thoughts are going forward? Is it finite? Is it renewable? Or what? Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, is energy renewable or is it more finite? And the reason I'm asking is when I was in school.
I've got an answer. Okay. I'd like to quote Albert Einstein. In the universe, everything is energy. It is a relationship of space and time to what we call particles. And so health is an energy. The disease is a different kind of energy. Our thoughts are energy. Just by changing the nature of it, we can change the nature of energy just by changing its vibrational frequencies, wavelengths, you know, that kind of thing. So it is, like consciousness, an all-pervasive sea of potential. And that's what energy really is. Now, taking it down into the physical plane, I sent you two links that I think you're going to want to post. I don't know. Are you familiar with Dave Hodges? Yeah. He has two articles out. The first one is on the communist Chinese takeover of all U.S. energy. Now, what does that mean? Well, remember the Bundy Ranch and the Chinese wanting to put those big solar arrays out there in the desert where the turtles were?
Yes.
And okay. Well, yes. That was Harry Reid, remember, and his son. I talked to you about that. That was all about the United States giving to China, buying them off for the debt that we owe to them. Taking control of our power. In the next 20 years, presuming we're not glowing in the dark, etc., there is most likely all transportation in North America will be handled by the Chinese. The second article that I sent to you that I thought was, that's a fact, that will be the way it plays. And that's what they're doing. And right now, there is trying to use water as a weapon. Now, the drought that we're currently enjoying in California, what that's literally going to do, there are up here in southern Oregon wells now, domestic wells, that are dry. This is in the first weeks of June, and there's no water. Now, in California, what's going to happen? There are forest fires everywhere. We got one in Bend, you know, that's 3.5 hours from May, 4 hours. And smoke is particulate is in the air here. It was a 6,400-acre brush fire on the side of a mountain. And what's happening is that we are becoming a desert. And California, this summer, will default on agriculture. It is no longer an agricultural state because it does not have water. Most of the water that California has been using has come from Colorado. And now that's closed doors. And what will happen is produce will become less available and double in price. And that's what's happening next. And with that, they're now turning water into a weapon. They would like to privatize water, just like they would transportation. And those two things you have equated with energy and what the potential is. What you have to do to defend yourself in this whole thing is to revision who you are and what is important to you. Now, it's transportation. Do you run around the world a lot? Or you run around your farm a lot? Why not have your own energy on site? That's the way your grandfather did it. And before there was Henry Ford, and when there was Henry Ford, the first Henry Ford used alcohol. There it is. You see, you have been distracted by images of a new car. And everybody I know is broke right now, has many, many things. You know, it's like a prison with storage units and the rest of it on things you don't need and you don't use. And you are still consuming. And I have another link with Project Avalon that I'm working with that is suggesting you cannot buy your way into prosperity. It doesn't work that way. And so the trying to keep up with the Joneses has been a crazy sleight of hand. How's that one for something to chew about what energy is and is not? Energy should be free to everyone, just like the air you breathe and the water you drink. And that was Chief Seeoff in 1857 when he said, how can man own the air he breathes? How can he own the land he lives on? We're caretakers, and we have missed the whole concept of tenant-landlord acts and the ability to ownership by absentee ownership, that kind of craziness where let's go ahead and log it. I don't care what other people think. It's a type of we need a change in everything. And so there will be a revolution, another American revolution. There will be. And it's interesting, even though we're worse off than Mexico in many, many ways, actually, in fact, I see us, you know, everyone in the world is looking, even in Europe, they are watching to see what we're going to do. Because we're the leaders. And we always were, and now we're faltering because of complacency, ignorance, and being ill-informed. And what you need to do is, it's the answers are not out there. I've got this thing on Project Avalon. The title of this little string is, says, why some Americans deserve the troubles now flowing to them. And the first thing it starts off with, shopping center space per capita. And the way it retails shopping space. And the way that there's an energy.
Mm-hmm.
How's this working for you, Vincent? Are you getting the bigger picture? That's the problem. We get distracted with the basics like rent, and we've missed the fact that how can someone own something like that? How does that work when they're you're only here, you know, 80 years, 85 years, pass it down into families, subdivide it down into little things, have China select the power to feed us, and off we become as a third world country with other countries like China that will be running all of our transportation for sure on that level, absolutely, probably. Look, I mean, all the cars, look at what's happening. Look what's happening. And look at all the cars that are brand new that are not being sold. No one's buying them. Why?
Well, because they can't afford them, for one thing.
Well, what's well, that mean?
Rick,
what was this thing? You cannot buy your way into prosperity. You have to earn it.
Right.
Remember I told you money was a theatrical prop. What's
real is
your labor.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Rick, I've got a little scenario to share with you, or a little story. I bought a generator, military surplus generator, that I am installing at the farm. And I want to install it in a garage to keep it protected. And I wanted to build an exhaust system. This thing is made to run a military camp. It's a 5-kilowatt generator. It's a 2-cylinder diesel. And it's a really, really neat generator, but it's pretty loud. So I put it in the garage. I got the front-end loader, and I picked it up. It's pretty darn heavy. This thing is the size of a refrigerator. And I put it, my son and I put it in the garage, and I'm fabricating an exhaust system, an automotive exhaust system, to silence the sound of this generator and send the exhaust outside. So there's about 10 feet of exhaust pipe that has lots of bends in it and a muffler and so forth. And so to adapt this generator, I needed to buy some pipe. And I'm talking about national pipe thread, threaded pipe, the kind that used to be used for drains in houses in America back in the 1950s. It's no longer being used for that. It's too expensive. Well, we used to make these fittings in the United States. We had little foundries, and we would thread the pipe and cast it and so forth. And it was great. Well, no longer. The pipe now comes from China. It costs way, way, many times more than it used to, and it still comes from China. Well, here's the point. So I use we'll call it dollars, for example. I used dollars to buy this, these couple of pieces of pipe, which are way, way more expensive than they used to be. The money that, or the dollars that I use go to the store. The store pays the Chinese for the items that I purchased. And now the Chinese have our dollars from all of us. Now, what in the heck are the Chinese going to do with dollars? What can they buy from the United States? Seriously, what can they possibly buy? We don't make a darn thing except maybe some very large earth-moving equipment by Caterpillar and Terex, T-E-R-E-X. Other than that, I can't think of anything that they would want to buy from us. So what are they going to do? Well, that would be businesses. They'd buy businesses. They'd be buying farms, and they'd be buying properties. What else could they possibly buy from us?
Utilities. The day-to-day, every day, you need it.
Water. That's what I mean.
Yeah. That's what they're doing right now. That's what the Bundy Ranch thing was really all about. I sent you the link that shows the two senators that were involved. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Arizona and New Mexico and Illinois. I am here in Oregon, and right now I'm going to say, watch what happens when Texas secedes from the Union and has their own grid.
There you go. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. We'll be right back.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dried Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dried Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Pro Wildflowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rick, you know, you've been to the farm, and I've mentioned many times that I'm concerned about the weather, the violent weather extremes here. It's been raining every day except yesterday and one other day for about a month.
Raining now, huh?
It's still... It looks like it's going to rain any minute, and it looks like it. We're having trouble getting our hay cut, and we haven't done it yet, and hardly anybody else has either. But so we're building this barn, and I bought a used barn from Arkansas, and I hauled it up here in pieces and on our gooseneck trailer, and we're excavating now to put in the footer and grade the ground where we're going to put in this barn, and there's two pieces of equipment that we needed. That we needed a large piece of Caterpillar equipment, and that's on site. That's American made. But the other piece of equipment that's doing most of the work is a Takeuchi. It's an Asian piece of gear on a. It's got a rubber track. It's kind of like a bulldozer, but it has a rubber track. This thing is absolutely incredible. It weighs about 10,000 pounds. About 12,000 pounds. It's a really impressive piece of gear, and here's the point I'm trying to make. We may think that we're the biggest and the best and, you know, have the best engineering and, you know, America's where it's at. Well, I'm here to tell you that I'm impressed with products from other countries that blow the doors off us in terms of cost effectiveness. And this Takeuchi device seems to be one of those really cool products that's built in Asia. I mean, if you look at the durability, you drive a Datsun, right? A Datsun 260Z from the 1970s.
No, 280. Right? Yeah.
280Z, okay.
Yeah.
From the 70s, right?
76, yeah.
Yeah. And wasn't that a marvel of engineering back then? That's an
It was
six-cylinder.
The best design, even over Porsche, which at that time, 911, was only, 914, was only... It was 10 times the cost, and the Datsun outperformed it, everything. Mm-hmm. The better build, had twin outrigger frames. You could hit it sideways at 40 miles an hour and walk away.
Yeah. I looked very carefully at that design back when it was two models back when they started out with the 240Z, then for
a that wasn't, and the 260s weren't. That 1 year, the 1976, the 280Z, is possibly one of the best designed sports cars in the world. There are other cars that are better designed for what they do. Even Mercedes didn't come close in terms of rack and pinion and the way it cornered. The way the spoiler held it to the ground didn't even start to turn on until it was at 100 miles an hour. My top end was 168. That's brake horsepower to cross-sectional frontal area. I had it at Pacific Raceways. The car was extremely well designed. But they don't do that anymore because the whole thing now, energy, we'll keep coming back to the concept of energy, employs people as support industries to make batteries. You can set your clock to watch to how when a battery is going to wear out.
I mean,
we're talking
right.
about engineered down to the point where, and to obsolescence. That's why it's, things are made with plastic, just like that polymer that's in bioengineering, geoengineering. It's plastic is a scourge. That was DuPont, by the way. DuPont was the one that came up with plastic. And you'll notice you use it in everything. Everything is overpackaged. We have refuse piles, deep, big piles. Someday might turn into crude. I don't know. You know, I don't know how that works. I have ideas that I've never seen anything break down in the 100 years I've been around.
Rick, I'm glad you mentioned overpackaging because that was one of the things I have on my list to talk with you about. So in the pursuit of building this this exhaust system, fabricating the exhaust system for the generator, I bought some parts, and I mentioned that I bought some pipe fittings. But I want to talk to you about packaging and some of the other products that I bought locally. And very unusual what I'm about to say. So let's talk about that on the other side of the top of the hour news. We're talking about being on the farm, and actually you're going to hear about shopping locally and why it may make sense. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
The best pre-fuel stoves on the market for disasters and survival are Silverfire. Its clean cook stove technology allows you to pasteurize emergency drinking water, cook a meal, or sanitize your cookware with just twigs. A U.S. veteran-owned company, Silverfire's mission is emergency and recreation cooking products. Made of quality stainless steel, Silverfire's wide line of indoor and outdoor models range from solo backpack models to large family units. Cook cleanly and for free. Get yours today at silverfire.us. That's silverfire.us.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to unseennow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. Unseennow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at unseennow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.